Shagazayis kasha. Gzeir bi rishon ot bi shniya, that we've heard of. But gzeir gzayis rishon ot gzayis shniya mehecha teisa such as ah. Maybe. Ulai. It's yodua that Reb Kiva Eger had an enochel, Reb Leib Leeger, became chassidish. Went to learn by the Kotzka. And in those days, it wasn't so poshut. Somebody became chassidish. Ad kedei kach, the Welt says that Reb Leib Leeger's father, Reb Shloime Eger, sat shiva when his son Reb Leib Leeger went to the Kotzka. The Welt also says that the Kotzka Rebbe told Reb Leib Leeger he should go be Menachem Oval, his father. He said, that is it shiva, but not for Menachem Oval's name. But either way, came chassidish, and he was somewhat distanced from his family. And Reb Leib Leeger wrote a letter to his grandfather, Reb Kiva Eger, and he explained to him, was Tutzach in Kotzk. And one of the things that he told the Zayda was that in Kotzk, I learned the teretz to one of the Zayda's kashas. It's Yodua that Ben Azai has a shita in the sugyas of Akira and Hanacha that Mahoylech is Ka'oimedami. That if somebody walks as if he's standing, what does that mean? That means in order to be chayiv in Shabbos, you have to do an akira and anach. You do an akira and shesayach, and anach and shesayach, you're going to be chayiv. Akira and shesayach, and anach and shesayach, you're going to be chayiv. You do an akira in the beginning of Dalai Lamas, anach at the end of Dalai Lamas, you're going to be chayiv. Then as I hold, that if somebody is walking with something, every time you take a step, it's an akira and anach. Akira and anach. Every time you stop, it's akira and anach. So Tosfos Shabbos Daf Yomid Beis brings from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi asks that if that's the case, how could a person ever be Mavir Dal and Amos B'Shasaram? How could he be Mavir Dal and Amos B'Shasaram? It's not even possible. Why? Because every time you take a step, right, Dal and Amos, let's say, is approximately 8 feet. So it's 8 feet, right? Who walks 8 feet? Nobody. So it's going to be an akira anoch according to Dalai Lamas. And if that's the case, you're never going to be chayiv. And the Yerushalmi says you have to say bekofat. It's negay if you spring. If you mamash like a sprinter, you go and you take this leap, that's where it's going to be negay. So Kedega asks that according to the Yerushalmi, that Aliba de Ben Azai, the only way it's shaykh to be over maver Dalai Lamas b'shasarabim is bekofat. If that's the case, why would Chazal mevatel mitzvahs essays, the erises, and the rabbonons, gzeir Hashem yavirenu Dalai Lamas b'shasarabim? You don't blow shofar ashon shechalias b'shabbos. You don't take Dalit minan on sukkah shechalias b'shabbos. You don't read the Megillah when Purim is chalias b'shabbos. Why not? Shem yavirenu that what? You're going to spring Dalai Lamas? It's a milsavu ishchicha, and a milsavu ishchicha like also be rabbonon. As I faked up Kivega, he blied Sorich iun godel. Kivega is akasha. So Reb Leib Leeger told his Zed Reb Kivega, he says, in Kotzk I learned the teretz of this kasha. In Kotzk habich gelernt that if a person goes through to a mitzvah with the richtige slavas, he's so excited to do a mitzvah, he's mamish, he's rabbit the rabbim, he's begalufin. There's a chash that a person might jump talen amis because he's so excited going soon to do the mitzvah. This is what Reb Leib Leeger told the Zed Reb Kivega. So I was thinking, ulai. Tosfos says that what happened, I understand, Yerushalmi's kash, they had a big problem what to do with the matzah. What's the issue? Let the asay of matzah be doicha to lois asay of the Issa Chodesh. And for Tosfos, you know what the answer is? It's a gzeira kizayis rishon or to gzeira shnir. So you do what the Goyen says, that even though the ikar mitzvah of matzah is the first kizayis, but he says every single kizayis matzah that he eats, he's mekayim a mitzvah. And it can see a dua that this Goyen, even though it's the chiddush of the Goyen, really all the rishonim say, Rabbi Ruchim, Rashiva, and Yerech Lemayadim, as a whole simon, why it's known as the chiddush of the gross. So many rishonim say this. And every time a person puts more matzah, noch hakizayis, it's meichel de mehem nusa, it brings a munah, and your mamish, you're sowing into your body, the mamish, the holiest of the holy. You know, Tosfos means gzeir kizayis rishon, ot kizayis shni, he doesn't mean taivis achila. Fake the shagizay, taivis achila, the only time you find that is by arayis. That's nafshin shalad de mechandosar of esavosar. He means the mitzvah. He means the excitement. He means Reb Leib Leeger's teretz to Reb Kiva Eger's kasha, that you're so excited to do the mitzvah that you're going to jump Dalai Lamas. A yid's going to be sitting by the seder, and you tell this yid you can eat one kizayis because we have an issue here with chadosh, but the second kizayis you can't eat. Can't tell that to a yid. How could you tell that to a yid? And that's why Tosfos says that was the gzeira. It's not the taivas achilo, punk faker. It's the meichla de memnusa. It's because of the kedusha of the achilo. It's not coming from a bad place. It's coming from the best place. That's the gzeira. That's the chashash of gzayis rishayna, not the gzayis shne.